If a fugitive is captured, they are usually transported to a jail to await a hearing before a court of law. That's what happened here in Fort Smith, Arkansas. However, the time from capture to courtroom was often interrupted by a very long walk behind a wagon. The reason why is today's edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Bass Reeves was born a slave. He fled his master during the Civil War and settled near Van Buren, Arkansas. He was known as an expert marksman, and in 1875, Judge Isaac Parker's court in Fort Smith recruited him as a U.S. Marshal.
Bass never did learn how to read or write, and it was very rare that a deputy marshal would be hired or recruited who was illiterate. But one thing that Bass did have is a photographic memory.
Baridi Nokakeli says Reeves would memorize the characters on the writs, so he had an idea of the fugitive he was chasing. He was very tall for his time period, standing 6 feet 2 inches.
It was said that Bass could whoop any two men. Some of his physical descriptions was that his hands were the size of baseball mitts, and that Bass could palm a .38 revolver in his hand like someone could palm a Derringer.
In 32 years, he captured over 3,000 fugitives. He didn't go after them one at a time. The time and distance was too great to do that.
Bass would collect outlaws as he went. It was actually notated in the court record that Bass brought in 19 horse thieves all at one time.
Fugitives might have hoped they'd be the last man captured by Reeves. It would save a lot of walking.
As he would collect these outlaws, he would chain them together either by ankle or by wrist to his wagon, and then he would just traipse through the territory. You had to walk all those distances, because unlike Hollywood's depiction of the outlaws being captured, they didn't ride in the wagon.
In fact, infamous female outlaw Belle Starr dressed up and turned herself into Reeves. She didn't want to walk behind the wagon. Traveling the countryside in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McRae.